And then my mother was working part-time at a chicken factory.
Yeah.
And as she worked during the summer, all of us, you know, did our jobs, babysitting, whatever we could, you know, to help me and me. So finally, when I got older, I said I'd never pick any more cotton.
Yeah.
So I picked cotton until I was about 16 years old.
Mm.
And so just here last year, I went out and picked cotton just for the fun of it.
Because
everybody else was doing it, so. But other than that, I said I didn't want to have to pick any more cotton. Because I picked enough when I was climbing up.
Yeah.
And we used to have a race. We had a lot of fun. We used to have races in the cotton field season, pick the moors. I had first cousin that they used to live in the Delta. Now, he could pick somewhere near 300 and 400 pounds of cotton a day.
Yeah.
But he carried mostly 6 and some rows. And then we could just carry 2 rows. Because we weren't really used to picking cotton. They was raised in cotton. We wasn't.
Yeah, what do you mean by carrying 6 or 7 rows?
Well, he could kind of splatter. He have 6 rows.
Yeah.
And he can go across all 6 of those rows and stay up with me, and I carry 2 rows.
Yeah.
But he was used to it because, you know, they was born on a cotton plantation over in the Delta.
Yeah.
And later, when my mother's sister moved over here, well, that's when we sure enough got the hang of how you pick cotton.
Uh-huh.
And stay up with the rest of them and carry around fun in the field because they taught us how. I never hoed cotton. My oldest brother did. The rest of them did, but I never hoed. But I could pull corn a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I never knew what might happen, you know, might have to.
Now, about the first, you said it was a shotgun house. How many rooms did it have? Do you remember?
A little 3-room house.
Okay. Well, what did you have to heat the house?
I had a fireplace, and my mother had an old wooden heater, and we had the stovepipe run out the house.
Now, how did you build a fire in that fireplace? What kind of wood did you start it with?
Pine. You know, you use chips of pine to put on there.
Yeah.
And, well, then coal oil and stuff, you know, just wasn't, you know, they was kind of particular how to give it out.
Uh-huh.
So mostly just started with pan, and you kept a fire going during the winter all day.
Uh-huh.
She'd come home and feel then, put some on there, keep the fire going, keep the house warm.
Okay, now, the fireplace was made out of, what did it have?
Well, it had some bricks in it.
Yeah.
And on the top, you know, they had these old-timey stovepipes. You don't see them very much now.
Uh-huh.
And kind of had a few bricks around, you know, to hold it up.
Yeah.
During the winter.
This was metal or wood? It was made out of a brick, right?
Right. A little,
okay.
Some little brick thing. It's not the modern brick now.
Yeah. Did it have kind of up over the fireplace would be a
little old banister thing.
Yeah.
That we had put the cloth and stuff on.
Yeah.
We had that, and most just sit on there with a clock and a couple of pictures of butt on.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to clean out the
chimney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, during the summertime, we used to clean it out about once or twice.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't very much help, but I most was in there just because everybody else said it was a lot of fun cleaning out.
Get out all that
smut and dust and some during the summer. If you didn't clean out, you used to have chimney sweepers in there and stuff.
There's that bird in there.
Yeah, right. To be up in there, so you have to keep it clean out. But we had a pretty good time.
Okay. Now the first part of the open part of it. Did you have a kind of open part on the fireplace? You know, that came out from the fireplace. Kind of a.
Yeah, King James Jr., you get your fat as a puppet.
Okay, now you started the fire with
pine.
That pine that you'd use, what it would be that kind of, what kind of wood was that? When you got it going, what would you put on it?
You could put bark or